Here is your hard and heavy headlines with all that matters in the biz this week.
Hey, what's up? Emmy Mac here to update you with what's going on in the world of hard and heavy today. Another tribute concert to Taylor Hawkins has happened in the US, and we had members of Black Sabbath, Metallica, Van Halen, Motley Crue, and The Darkness bringing the heavy. Def Leppard also teamed up with pop star Miley Cyrus to perform their 1983 hit Photograph. Take a listen. Yeah, and Miley's since gone online to reveal a voicemail message from Hawkins himself requesting that she cover the song.
What up, Miley? It's Taylor. I heard you're moving. Where? I'm listening to Photograph by Def Leppard. You could kill that one. Make Cheney learn that.
Speaking of Judas Priest, guitarist Richie Faulkner's revealed he's recently undergone a second heart surgery after almost dying last year. He says he's not completely out of the woods, but he still plans to join Priest on all their upcoming tour dates. Bit of news for Iron Maiden fans. The band have just announced a huge 40th anniversary triple vinyl reissue of their classic LP, The Number of the Beast. It's set to arrive on November 18 and includes a few little surprises. The original track list has actually been reimagined to include Total Eclipse instead of Gangland on side B, and it's because the band feel like they made the wrong decision not doing that in the first place. Also in the headlines, it's official, Avenged Sevenfold have finished their new album. We don't have a release date yet, but watch this space. And Jimmy Eat World have just been announced as the support band for My Chemical Romance's forthcoming Australian tour. So Iced Earth frontman John Schaefer seems to have disappeared. Yeah, US attorneys have been trying to track him down because he's being sued for his part in the US Capitol riots. But apparently they've failed to locate him from 25 attempts across 7 different addresses in 3 separate states. So yeah, it looks like he's on the lam. Nick Oliveri has called out his former Caius bandmates for not letting the band continue in 2022. He's really annoyed because guitarist Josh Homme and bassist Scott Reeder both own the band name, but neither of them have any intentions to do anything with the band. Also in the headlines, this is interesting, Rammstein have been granted a restraining order against Viagogo. Yeah, it means the ticket reselling website is now barred from reselling any tickets to Rammstein shows. And James Hetfield makes cigars now. Yeah, the Metallica frontman's teamed up with the band's blackened American whiskey distiller Rob Dietrich for a new line of cigars dubbed M81. They're due to hit shelves later this month. 2 out of the 3 members of Fever 333 have quit the band. Yeah, guitarist Stephen Harrison and drummer Arik Improta have both left. They say, quote, things were pretty bad internally. It means Jason Aaron Butler is the sole remaining member, but he says he plans to keep the project going. No word yet about what it means for the band's appearance at Australia's Good Things Festival at the end of the year, though. Bit of tour news, Thy Art Is Murder are hitting the road in January for their Decade of Hate Australian tour. And they're bringing a whole bunch of mates from the US, deathcore bands Chelsea Grin, Whitechapel and Spite are all coming along for the ride. More tour news today as well. We're getting a massive doubleheader from 2 huge overseas bands. Boston Manor and Movements are teaming up for a national headline tour early next year. They're playing 8 shows across the mainland in March. Also in the headlines, overseas, Rage Against the Machine have cancelled the rest of their reunion tour. It's due to frontman Zach De La Roca injuring his ACL at a show 3 months ago. The injury sounds pretty bad and he's pretty devastated and frustrated that it's taking so long to recover. And hey, if you want to learn how to shred guitar like Zach Wild, it's your lucky day. He's about to launch an online instructional guitar course. It's called Zach Wild Berserker Guitar Camp. It'll be online from October 14 with more than 90 different lessons. And remember, from November 1, Hard and Heavy is moving to the Listener app. Download it now and sign up for free to keep listening to all things Hard and Heavy, but with less ads.
For the latest tour news, killer album releases, and a hit of nostalgia for good measure, don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app.